Test, test. Do a show.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Tuesday all day long. You're not there to hump day yet. You're past the first day of the week, and you got a little bit more to go to get to the weekend. Tuesday, but we'll take it. It's a beautiful day, and the Butters is on the board again. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We managed to get through yesterday unscathed. Whoop, whoop. Great conversation. Looking forward to today.
Do you know where the applause button is, by the way? Do you have your hands on that over there yet?
I think so.
Hit it. You deserve a little applause. Do we? It's too low. You got to turn it up.
Oh yeah.
See, now you're making me have to call you out.
Well, I can't look too good, right?
Well, good job, man, though. You did good, and we're glad to have you on the team. All right, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. I have deliberately not scheduled guests because breaking news is out there right now. We're going to cover down on it. We're also got so much content in what we did, even to the extent that I had one dipper I couldn't even get to yesterday. Plus, I created something new today. I've got the three dippers, but at some point, I'm going to have to do a sidebar. In the courtroom, we call that a side conversation outside of the presence of the jury. So we're going to have a sidebar on a small topic that I gotta bring up because it's just too weird. So, yeah, number one of the triple dipper and all is going to be there, but I'm still going to have a sidebar at some point. So with that being said, Butters, triple dipper, hit it.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three story, three themes, if you will. You got to know as we run today's show, coming right out the gate. It's breaking news right now. Former President Trump is being booked as we speak on 37 federal charges in his indictment. It's a complete circus at the courthouse down there in Florida. It's a three-ring circus. People dressed up, you know, waving signs, waving flags, and it's just something to see. But nonetheless, it's also a major event. And so, yeah, we're going to talk about that, among other things. Number one of the triple dipper, I'm calling it blind justice. So number one, blind justice, we'll cover all of that as we get moving in the dippers. Number two, it's Pride Month, and it's getting weirder by the day. And I don't mean like a little bit. I'm talking like nudity on the White House lawn weird. I'm not kidding. If you haven't seen the stories, it's going to make you mad. But all the way around, we're looking at number two on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Pride Before the Fall. Yeah, I'm thinking that there's so much of a rabid sense of trying to get all they can and do what they can and push the boundaries. I'm saying Pride Before the Fall. That's number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I didn't get to it yesterday, so we're going to today. Even got some more content added to it. China Rising. China Rising. I mean, it's an amazing thing to watch, the level and the extent to which China is getting out in the world, filling the vacuums the Biden administration is leaving behind. And they're doing it quickly. So number three on the Triple Dipper, China Rising. All right, let me jump over here to my opening comments. You know, I've been spending some time over the last few days unpacking some of the principles that I believe make up a conservative worldview. Well, today's principle is one that is spot on and goes right into the Triple Dipper. See, I've said every time that it's not enough for us to say, I'm a conservative, and expect the world should accept it. We have to be able to clearly articulate it. It's sort of like our faith. Like 1 Peter 3:15 says, we should be ready at all times to give an accounting for the joy that is within us, but we should do so with gentleness and respect, meaning we have to have the ability to communicate what it is we believe. Well, the same should be true about other things in life. Like in this case, you say you're a conservative. What does that even mean? Those thoughts and definitions, they have to actually be truly steadfast positions. Because if there's something you can equivocate on, or you don't know how to define your positions, then you're more easily talked out of them. I've covered the concepts of freedom so far. I've covered the strict construction of the Constitution. I've covered conservatism as in terms of fiscal accountability. Well, today, let me just jump in feet first on the idea that I am a conservative because I believe in the rule of law and its equal application to everyone. So in light of recent events involving Trump and Biden and Clinton and others, let me just say that as an American, as an attorney, I'm a firm believer in the rule of law and its fair and even application. There's a reason why Lady Justice, the statue, is blindfolded. It's so that bias cannot be present in the judicial system. And while it may not always work, we have to at least pursue the concept, right? We have to fight for it. We have to demand it. Because when the day comes that we just roll over and accept the uneven application of laws of this land, then we've just relegated ourselves to tyranny. A few years ago, I realized I had never read the classic book, To Kill a Mockingbird, by Alabama's own Harper Lee. I mean, how did that happen? How did I miss that one along the way? Was it not required reading anywhere in my educational journey? Well, apparently not. A world-renowned Pulitzer Prize-winning classic with Alabama roots. So I found a copy, and I commenced to reading, and quickly saw why it was a classic. I mean, in 2006, a group of British librarians, they ranked that book as one of those that every adult should read before they die. It's a tale that has a lot of reality in it, of things that should never happen in any society, not the least of which is the abuse of the justice system. As the main character, Atticus Finch, is defending a black man in the trial against false claims, he makes an impassioned plea to the jury. If you don't mind, I'll just read this quote to you. He said this, quote, "There is one way in this country in which all men are created equal. There is one human institution that makes a pauper the equal of a Rockefeller. The stupid man, the equal of an Einstein. It's the ignorant man being the equal of any college president. That institution, gentlemen, is a court. It could be the Supreme Court of the United States or the humblest court in the land or this honorable court which you serve. Our courts have their faults, as does any human institution. But in this country, our courts are the great levelers, and in our courts, all men are created equal." All right, me talking again. I believe that. I believe that. Actually, I do. I know that some want to say that our justice system is rigged against this or that kind, but I believe wholeheartedly that the even application of law in our society sets us apart from so many others in the history of the world. I'm a conservative in part because I believe that the rule of law matters. The enforcement of the laws, as to all people, is supposed to mean something. And as a conservative, what bothers me greatly is when those laws are flagrantly ignored. Ignored by those whom we've entrusted to enforce them. I mean, there's a new trend. You've all seen it. We used to speak to the concept of activist judges, but now I believe we must also speak to the onset of a new trend of activist prosecutors and political hacks who choose to ignore the law. Case in point, I know you've heard about the activist prosecutors filling out the ranks as district attorneys in major cities, several of them funded during their elections by George Soros. Most recently, aside from the already egregious cases of the DAs in L.A. and San Francisco, is the activist DA in Manhattan, New York, recently elected Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. He has intentionally directed his staff to reduce any pursuit of prosecution of multiple felonies at no more than misdemeanor level. Regardless of state sentencing guidelines, or for that matter, the desire of the city's residents to be safe and prosperous, DA Bragg has chosen to do what the new mayor has dubbed a hug-a-thug policy. Not a good plan. The rule of law not even being fully enforced. But let me bring it home for you. What about Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham, who has determined on his own that municipal court drug possession charges should not be prosecuted? He also went so far as to issue blanket exonerations of prior convictions in April of 2021, calling it his Pardons for Progress program. Is that really his role? The laws are on the books and they're enacted by the legislature. Should a mayor of one of the largest cities in these Southeast United States be able to just blanket disavow those laws? Then there's the case of Governor Kay Ivey. You may have heard the legislature is once again considering the expansion of casino gaming in the state, because surely that's the most important thing for us to be focused on in the age of culture wars and Bidenomics and federal overreach. But let's put aside how anybody might feel or not about casinos being placed around the state. The bill that was considered just last year, and likely will again this year, it was intended to write into state law that the several gaming interests in this state who've been breaking our laws, literally breaking our laws for years, would now be rewarded with a monopoly and the divvying up of our state to give them ground to build more casinos. I thought, you know, surely not. I mean, Governor Ivey wouldn't stand for that, would she? I know her personally. Apparently she would, as she issued the statement last year that enforcement of the laws on gaming was hard. Hard. You heard me. The chief executive of our state thought it was just too hard to enforce the laws. So as a result, she was prepared to sign the legislation if the legislature could get it done. These are her words. Here's the actual quote. She said, quote, "Right now, gambling is going on, much of it illegal and done in the shadows. We need to put laws on the books, control that gambling, enforce it, and be sure the people of Alabama are the beneficiaries of the proceeds." Let me translate that for you into the language of non-politicians. What she just said is, yeah, gambling's illegal, but I don't have the will to enforce the current laws. So why don't we just legalize it, and I'll try to get better at enforcing the laws once I know we can make some money off of it. That's what she said. I mean, I guess we could say that about prostitution or illegal drug use. Heck, open up the floodgates to anything we're uncomfortable having to enforce. That's local. That's state. How about national? Because right now, the giant elephant in the room is the continued and seemingly desperate attempts to get Trump. Everything in the book is being thrown at him, and the most serious of all charges levied relate to retention and mishandling of classified documents. And I'll be honest, these are serious charges. Don't underestimate these charges. But the problem that conservatives have with this is twofold. For one, we don't like seeing our guy get indicted, sure. But equally as frustrating is the fact that we've seen that much more and worse just be dismissed out of hand when it comes to Clinton or Biden or others. I mean, where's the equal application? Do we have one set of laws or not? Don't gaslight us by trying to portray these as entirely different, because they're not. They absolutely are not. It's as if there's one set of laws for one party, an entirely different set of laws for another, and that cannot stand. So yeah, I'm a conservative. And as such, I believe that laws mean something, and that enforcement of those laws is as important as what they are. Laws are to be enacted by the legislative body and enforced by the executive. Prosecutors, they can enter into plea deals, but they cannot choose to openly disavow laws they have no right to ignore. And executives, like mayors and governors and even presidents, they cannot choose to provide blanket cover for the abuse of our legal system by perpetrators from the smallest drug possession case down to the largest illegal gambling operation or even violations of national security. If we're to be a nation of laws, then the laws must matter. You see, it really boils down to that. If we're going to claim to be conservatives, then we have to be willing to go to bat when we see the law being abused and unequally applied. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Just telling you, it's one of those things that, you know, you have happening right now anywhere, everywhere, the unequal application of the laws, and I'm tired of it, because the rule of law means that we should know for a fact that there is one even application of the laws passed by the legislative bodies of our state and nation, period. You don't get to pick and choose. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.